Kansas City team on tape. What do you see?
I see a team that's playing good together. They're playing in all three phases. Not turning the football over. They're taking what the defense is giving them, and they got a lot of talent on defense where they stopped the run and got the quarterback. Special teams, they got a special teams unit that's capable of a big play every time he touches the ball, and they're playing well together.
The fact that you faced Andy Reid so many times in the past, does that help or does that factor in at all?
I hope. But he has a different, different team. I think he's doing a great job of, putting those guys in great positions to make plays and win football games. And you just tell he's brought a little of his flair to that team. But just through a couple of days of looking at him, we still got some stuff to look at and see if we can kind of see any comparisons between what he did in Philly and what he's doing in Kansas City.
Justin, Jamaal Charles is one of those feature backs, and there are very few of them now, who do everything all the time.
Yep.
What makes him so special and so much of a double threat?
They're getting him the ball, I think he's their leading passer, too, catching the ball and yards. So, like you said, he's a guy that's going to be on the field every play, and he's one of those backs that, it's only a few of them that every time he touches the ball, they can hit you for six, and he's one of them. So we just got to make sure that we try to corral him a little bit. Their running game is something special. And then you add in Alex with that. He's doing a great job of, getting out of a lot of stuff and running the ball too. So, Charles is a real deal.
How important is it for this team in all three phases to stick together, no divisiveness?
I think it's very important because as soon as you start parting it, we have no chance of winning. We have no chance of being successful. So, that's the main focus, staying together and making sure we keep guys in the right frame of mind. It's still a long season, and, we still can do any and everything that we came in this season wanting to do. We got to figure out some things here and real quickly.
What do you guys give you a little peace of mind that nobody in the division is really?
No, I don't really concern myself with what everybody else in the division does. We have to right our ship. And, we do that, they can, we're playing our best ball. It doesn't matter what they do then either. So for us, man, we can't allow ourselves to start looking at what other teams are doing or, especially in our division because, we haven't won a football game. We gotta go out and win a football game.
Justin, your head coach was very animated with us today.
What'd he say?
Just was moving around and, seemed very upbeat and, very demonstrative. Was he like that with you guys?
He's the same old Kaufman with us. I guess he's throwing you guys for a loop. I don't know. he's always upbeat. Regardless, he's a pretty much know what you're gonna get kind of guy anyway. Win, lose, or draw. He's still very excited to do what he does, and he tried to relay that to his team. And I really haven't seen any changes in him. Maybe a little bit more of an urgency, understanding that we have dug ourselves a hole, but it really isn't. He's what you see is what you get with Tom.
What do you say to the Giant fan that's out there? You guys are 0-3, and they're a little worried that you might not be able to turn this around. What do you say to them?
Don't be a fair weather fan. Last time I looked at the definition of a fan, and that was never. It's about being a fan in the good and the bad. I trust that we're gonna try our best to figure this thing out. It won't be because of lack of effort or lack of searching. We're definitely putting forth a great effort and putting forth turn over every rock to figure out ways we can turn this thing around.